Dictation for Carl, K-A-R-L, Haney, H-A-N-E-Y, July 2560, address as a letter to Dr. Eva, E-V-A, Bartlett, B as in boy, A-R-T-L-E-T-T, 291-5348. Dear Dr. Bartlett, consultation for Mr. Haney. With severe proteinuria and progressive renal failure comes accompanied with SUN. I did an extensive review of records as well as discussing with the patient. He has a history of diabetes, hypertension, CHF, probably from hypertensive cardiomyopathy. Reviewing notes, there has been problems of edema, diuresis, at least the last 1 year. He required admission back in October, initially treated at Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R Hospital from October 5th to October the 10th, and then transferred to Grand Rapids, where he was until October the 29th. He developed acute kidney injury with a creatinine up to 4.4. However, he did not require dialysis. He did have preserved ejection fraction. There was evidence of pulmonary hypertension, aggressively diuresis. They did a right-sided cardiac catheterization in 3 opportunities. With diuresis, pulmonary hypertension improved. He was discharged on a high dose of Lasix 80 milligrams twice a day and metolazone 5 milligrams. Then admitted January 15 to January 20, also for similar problems of edema, shortness of breath. At that time, glucose were in the 400s, creatinine 3.34. He did not require transfer from Greenville to Grand Rapids. He did not require dialysis. He was treated as overdiuresis, received some fluid replacement, was discharged on Lasix only of the metolazone. He started on insulin within the last month. Metformin discontinued at the time of acute on chronic renal failure back in October 2025. He says to be eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding, has frequency nocturia, denies infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has his prostate, denies claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes. There is no gross numbness or neuropathy, maybe minor changes on the right side of the first toe, present in no chest pain palpitations, minor dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, uses CPA machine for the last couple of years, no supplemental oxygen, no recent episode of falling. Off and on, he uses a cane. No major cough, sputum production. Next paragraph, his past medical history, hypertension, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction, a component of diastolic dysfunction, exacerbation of CHF as indicated above with pulmonary hypertension severe, although improved with diuretics, he denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He denies coronary artery disease or valve abnormalities, no endocarditis, no TIS stroke seizures, no liver disease. Denies kidney stone. Denies gross hematuria. He did have debridement infection on the right foot. Next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications. According to recent discharge from the hospital, January, insulin Lentas, hydralazine, prazosin, Lasix, Coric, iron, nitrates, Crestor, no anti-inflammatory agents, off metolazone, off metformin since October. Next paragraph. For practical purpose, no smoking. It was brief exposure as a young person. No alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph. A brother with diabetes was on dialysis. Next paragraph, review system done, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, no headaches. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 267 inches tall, blood pressure 108 over 54 on the right, standing 100 over 40, on the left side 90 over 62, dense bilateral cataracts, normal eye movements, minor decrease hearing, normal speech, overweight, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, JVD, lungs distant clear, heart also distant beats, no RAP, obesity of the abdomen, but no tenderness masses, no liver spleen enlargement, no ascites, there are decreased pulses, bilateral wrist, bilateral popliteal dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis. I don't see gross gangrene. He has callus on the skin on the heels and a ganglion on the right wrist, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is available. The full tests available are from November. The creatinine was 2.02, appears to be baseline. No labs available from Grand Rapids. Prior sodium, potassium, acid base, calcium, albumin, and has been normal. Phosphorus elevated 5.8. GFR 35, there is severe anemia 8.6 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCB in the low side. There has been persistent elevation of alkaline phosphatase, but other liver function tests has been normal. Anemia also documented back in October 8.6. Large amount of protein, 300 in the urine, with a small amount of blood. September creatinine 2.2. August 1.78. Diabetes was well controlled 6.6. June last year 1.73. Anemia 8.5. April last year, anemia 9.9, with a creatinine 1.58. A year ago, February 2025, 24-hour urine collection, protein of 5.7 grams. February 2025, creatinine 1.32. There was already nephrotic range proteinuria at that time with an albumin creatinine ratio more than 3,500. He was 3,600. Recent echo, Grand Rapids, October, ejection fraction 65%. There was moderate tricuspid regurgitation and severe pulmonary hypertension with dilated inferior vena cava. CT scan and MRI of the head, no acute process. Prior kidney ultrasound, last one October. Normal size, 13.3 right and left. No obstruction. Simple cyst bilateral. At that time, there was a folate catheter. At that time, there was pleural effusion and large ascites. I have no information about liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, presently stage 4. Next number, recent acute kidney injury at the time of CHF decompensation. Both October and January without dialysis. Next number, nephrotic range proteinuria. Question nephrotic syndrome with recent severe edema. However, albumin was considered normal. Next number, hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction. Diastolic dysfunction with recent acute and chronic process and decompensation. Next number, progressive anemia without documented external bleeding. I don't see any workup done. Outpatient or in the hospital. Next number, diabetes that has been very well controlled except few exacerbations in the hospital. Next paragraph, obesity. Next paragraph, sleep apnea on treatment. Next paragraph, comments. This does not appear to be behaving as diabetic nephropathy or hypertension. The changes are quite rapid over the last 1 year, despite well-controlled diabetes. There is also concern about the anemia, which is out of proportion of kidney disease. The CHF exacerbation could very well be volume overload from progressive renal failure and dietary indiscretions, as he was eating a lot of salt back in October. I have no information about liver disease, although there has been persistent elevation of alkaline phosphatase. I wonder if there is any undiagnosed chronic liver disease. We are going to update all chemistries for assessment of kidney function, anemia, including iron studies, B12 folic acid, plasma cell disorder, workup for the nephrotic range proteinuria plus minus syndrome, will include viral hepatitis, HIV, complement levels, antinuclear antibody, and testing for membranous nephropathy, assessment for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will try to obtain any information about liver imaging in the past. I did not change any medications today. Notice the persistently low blood pressure, presently not on ACE inhibitors, ARBs, or aldosterone antagonists. I spent more than an hour person-to-person contact with patient and son, and before and after another 1 hour and a half reviewing records, prolonged visit. Patient encounter was from December 4th, end of dictation.